Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and with me today is my co-host, Otto Loos, who has brought Dr. Larry on the program today. And also, besides being a musician, he's an author. Better Hearing with or Without Hearing Aids by Dr. Larry. Actually, doctor's full name is Dr. Larry Cardano. But we're going with Dr. Larry.
Yeah, some people don't realize I have a full name, but that's fine. I like that.
So with all the talking we're talking about in reference to gradual hearing loss, etc., what was the impetus for this book?
Ah, good question. I've been writing for about 14 years. I've been writing a newsletter. I think Otto knows about my newsletter.
Very good.
It goes out to your clients?
Yeah,
your
quarterly.
Patients, rather,
yeah, quarterly news. And so, you know, people have... there's certain common questions that people have. And it started out as the idea that, well, I would use some of the information I had in my newsletters just to answer some basic common questions that people have, and maybe have a little pamphlet or a couple-page article. And as I when I started to write it and thinking about the patients that I'm seeing and the questions they have, you know, I wanted to make it as useful and practical and helpful as possible. And each question led to another question, so it grew into a book. Yeah, so that was the impetus. So, and the focus of the book is not on what you can purchase to improve your hearing or what other people can do to help you with your hearing. The focus is on what you can do to be an active participant in your hearing care. And so I try to emphasize that. I think it helps when people, you know, participate in their own care rather than being passive.
Right. But in some cases, you're not going to get that. So, and I know this is in your book,
yeah.
Family and friends.
Yes.
That's
yes.
important because we find with Project Independence, not everybody goes to the well. So yes. therefore, you have to, say, give a phone call. I've talked to people who should be utilizing Project Independence. They won't. Somebody will come to your house and talk to you. I that's not for me.
Right.
Yeah. Who knows why? And you know what? You can't get everybody to drink the water.
Right, exactly.
But I think I would imagine when someone does take that step to call Project Independence and gets help, I'm guessing that after they make that first step, probably that reluctance it melts away.
I agree. And many become our best ambassadors. But we've got to get them
there. One of the biggest things with hearing is that people really who have a hearing problem, everybody else around them knows they have a hearing problem. But they don't know what they can't hear, and if you're out there and you have a hearing problem, you really start to listen to the people around you because they know that you can't hear, you know. And the facts of life are you don't know what you don't hear. You just don't know.
Right.
And that's an important point. I mentioned something about this in the book, because when we ask people about how they would evaluate their own hearing, or we try to encourage their spouse or family members to be involved. And if we give them a questionnaire to ask them how they think they're hearing, we try to give a questionnaire to the spouse or the family member also. That's part of the book. Should I mention how people can get the book?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, this is... as a pre-order, it'll be coming out in about a month. So, any listeners to the show are welcome to call for a free copy of the book. There's a toll-free recorded hotline that you can call and just request a free copy. The phone number is
good.
Okay, ready? The phone number is 1-800-700-8776. So that's 1-800-700-8776. So you can just call, request a free copy, and we'll send it to you. Again, it'll be coming out in about a month.
Okay. You can also call 311.
Yes.
Because if you're driving and you're listening and you don't have a pen, call 311 and we'll get you Dr. Larry's information.
Right. And you can call 311 for almost anything.
Right. Absolutely. 100%.
You know, one of the things that I scanned through the outline of your book, and there was an area in there where you talked about communication style, that there are different types of communication styles, and I found that to be a little bit kind of very interesting.
Yeah, well, this is you reminded me of this when you talked about the woman in the hospital that was just answering yes to everything, and when they asked her whether she had AIDS, she was just continued to say yes. You know, so there are three basic communication styles that we talk about, and this is affected by whether or not you have hearing problems. So you can have a passive communication style, an aggressive communication style, or an assertive communication style. Right? So passive is like the patient, the woman you spoke about. Sometimes when people have hearing loss, they feel like it's just easier to lay back and not really get involved, not ask to people to help them. So they'll nod and smile, or they will pretend that they heard things, or they won't participate in activities that they normally would enjoy, because they don't want to take the initiative to ask people for help or to do what's going to help them. So at the other extreme is an aggressive communication style. So in some cases, I've seen many patients who they have hearing loss. They know they're going to have difficulties listening to people. So whether it's conscious or not, it's hard to say, but they will take over the conversation, dominate the conversation, and try to do all the talking so that they don't have to listen. Right.
I know people like that who don't have hearing problems.
Well, that's true. And that's another thing. A lot of these things that will help people with communication, these are things that apply whether you have hearing loss or not.
Right.
It's communication, not just hearing. One of my professors told us, and this is a critical point here, and this is something the field of audiology now is getting more involved with as far as research, but the difference between hearing and listening. Because hearing, you know, when we test people in the booth, you hear beeps and sound. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares whether they can hear a beep or not. They want to know if they can make out what people are saying and follow conversation. So no matter how good your hearing is, it doesn't mean you're a good listener, right? So the communication style is part of being a good listener, whether you have hearing loss or not. So there is an alternative, though, to having a passive a communication style or an aggressive communication style, and the alternative is being assertive. So what that means is that instead of avoiding situations or dominating everything and not listening to people, you acknowledge for the people that you're trying to speak with, you acknowledge that you have some hearing difficulty, overcome that fear, and ask for the help that you need. So it helps if people will talk slower. So you become assertive when you overcome the fear of saying, I have some hearing difficulty, can you talk a little slower? And by the way, that usually helps more than talking louder. Right? So that's a difference, a healthy difference where you get your needs met, you have more healthy communication without trampling on other people and without backing out and becoming isolated.
A different topic, but as a person who does have hearing aids, and in full disclosure, you are my audiologist, so I want to say that. But I think one of the things that happens when people finally say, "Okay, yes, I want to do something." There's a tremendous amount of marketing hoopla out there about hearing aids, all right? Mm-hmm. There's not a day goes by that I don't get something in the mail telling me to come for my free this and my free that. And,
you know, I've been invited to a couple of dinners
yeah.
over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Beautiful invitations. And usually they're financial. I come for an estate planning thing, and I'm opening them up. It's audiology.
Well, the older you get, the more of those you're going to get.
Okay. Honestly, I've never.
And you don't look old enough.
You get big, very expensive, colorful brochures and all kinds of stuff.
That's
right?
Funny. It's funny.
My only comment as a wearer of hearing aids who finally gave in after 7 years that I didn't need help. I couldn't hear birds singing. I didn't know it. I know now that I can hear the birds.
Right.
But anyhow, the point being, hearing aids are not a miracle item. They help tremendously. And you really need to have, you can't just go to a place like a hardware store and buy a box with hearing aids in it and because you got a good deal on it or whatever. I found, because of Dr. Larry, and this is not a commercial, but
that's fine. Right? You have respect and you appreciate
what he did. Personal
experience
that you really need to have somebody you can go to. You get all kinds of non-beautiful problems, like you get wax in your ear, wax in the hearing aids, all kinds of little different stuff that goes on. And if you don't have a place you can go to that backs that all up.
Right. And this is, I think, from a perspective of a clinician, someone that's trying to help people adhere better, the hype, the marketing hype, becomes a big problem for us, because better hearing and better communication is not something that can simply be purchased. So, you know, there's a section in my book about how do you know what type of hearing aid to get or what features, whatever. Not everybody's unique, and everybody's needs are different. So I have a patient that's homebound, hardly gets out of bed. And I have another patient she has a hearing loss. I have another patient that's a lawyer, and he has about the same hearing loss she does. But their needs are completely different.
Right, that's true.
Right? She doesn't need all the advanced technology to deal with background noise and groups and cell phones and that he needs. So whoever the hearing care professional is, and this is part of the reason I wrote the book, is to educate people about what kind of questions to ask. Because the most common questions we get for people that come in are from people, you know, most people don't know a lot about this, is how small is the hearing aid and how much does it cost, right? Really, the most helpful question for you to ask is, any hearing care professional, is what are you going to do to help me to get the most appropriate things that I need and to help me to do as well as possible?
To maintain your lifestyle.
Right.
That was a great example with the lawyer versus the person in bed. The lifestyle in bed is one thing. The lawyer has to be out there communicating.
Now, you mentioned financing, by the way, and I know you're connected with the Lions program.
Yeah.
And that the Lions have a program that it helps people with the financing.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, I got into this field because I got excited.
This one we have to do. I'm sorry, okay. But we have to do this quick.
Okay, very good. If anybody needs, if you know anybody that needs help with hearing, affording hearing aids, the Lions Lend an Ear program is designed for this. I'll just give you a phone number, 516-872-8485, or you can call 311.
You're good.
Right?
Yep.
And this is a program that's designed to help people who can't afford hearing aids or related services. Also, if you have used hearing aids that you would like to donate to the program, you can also call 311 or 872-8485.
Terrific. Dr. Larry, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much. This was wonderfully informative for everybody.
Thank you.
Call 311 if you'd like a copy of Dr. Larry's book, or to talk with Dr. Larry, they'll send you forward to the 800 number. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.